broadcasting live from the Orlando Orange County Convention Center for HIMSS 17. It's This Just In. Now, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
John Whalen, thank you very much, John.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Executive Vice President of HIMSS Media. But I'm going to brag on John a little bit here. Because John, when I brought the idea up to you guys to do the This Just In radio show from HIMSS, you were all over it. And I just want to say thank you very much. What we've created is pretty phenomenal with a phenomenal asset. And I see Betsy out there. Betsy's wonderful. So, and Allie's out there. You have one heck of a team.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. They are. They're wonderful. Yep. And it's great to have you here. And it's a wonderful partnership. So thank you.
Yep. No, thank you. And you guys, the HIMSS media team, the whole HIMSS team, phenomenal. So, and I'm glad to have you on air today because I want to talk a little bit about what are you guys involved in at the show here and what's new this year?
So media is really involved in a lot of different things at the show. So the app, for example, the show dailies, the newspapers, we do a lot of the marketing preparation for the show. TV, radio, we do all the education tracks. So we're really heavily involved, and it's a partnership between us and the association. They're great partners and friends, and so we do a lot of stuff. So you see a lot of our guys running around. They're involved in practically everything, so they're a great crew, really. So, yeah.
What about some face-to-face events that you guys going on that you lead or that you're having hands
in? The way HIMSS works out is there's the annual conference, and then media does a lot of regional events and more domain-focused events. So at this show, we did one on connected health, which is finished. It was very successful. We did one on cloud security, and we do all sorts of small events around big data and analytics, and we work on a regional basis. So every year, I think we produce about 12 to 14 events, and we do all the events below the annual conference, really, outside the chapter meetings for HIMSS, so a lot going on. And we're doing a new one that's really sort of spanning off from this, which if you think about the show, it's a huge source of education for providers and for people wanting to learn, but it's also famous for the trade show floor. So what we work on a lot now is sort of trying to get the data together from the show and share it with marketers so they can incorporate the data into their business decisions going forward.
Smart. Very
smart,
yeah.
So all the activity on the showroom floor, the activity, the engagement with the content and everything, we're now pulling all that together into a new event for marketers in June.
Okay.
Called Brand Hit, which is, the first time HIMSS is doing a marketing-focused event, focusing on how to sort of improve your brand using data that we have access to that can enable you to compete. Because as you know, this is a hugely competitive market. I mean, strong market, but really competitive. And for brands to stand out now, they have to use data and use it well, as you know.
So, oh, yes.
Yeah. So, well.
No, that was when we're building Greenway, that was a significant piece to our investment, but then also our strategy was we were a completely data-driven organization. Right. Data-driven team, and it made all the difference in the world, and allow us to kind of outflank a lot of people as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you guys did a tremendous job, and I think I think companies like Greenway and companies like that have really the challenge for media and HIMSS is how to work well with those companies when they're so advanced in the way they've embraced data and analytics and everything. So for us, we've really been in the last 2 years trying to align ourselves in a way that we can be really helpful, and we've learned a lot from guys like you. So thank you.
No, thank you. So looking out across just the industry, the show, but also the industry in general, what are the major media trends that that impact HIMSS?
Oh, and that's a great question. So, I think the biggest thing is, associations, and, some of the association guys are not going to like me to say this, but they're media organizations. If you think about it, the way in which they distribute their thought leadership, their content, their influence, the way they convene meetings and so on. And I think the next generation of associations, people growing up in social media environments, 80% of their content they consume on a phone, for example. So I think one of the things that we're very sensitive to is that I think associations in the future are really going to be digital-first organizations where an awful lot of their ability to convene socially and digitally are going to be really important. So HIMSS, which I think is a really progressive organization,
for
and it's
sure.
not because they're my bosses, but they are, so they're very progressive. they're investing an awful lot in how do we create a very digitally strong community online. So in the last, you know, 2 years or so, for example, there are 65,000 members of HIMSS. But we now reach an audience globally through the network of 110 sites. You know, we're over 40 million page impressions, 16 million uniques.
Wow.
A million people in our database. So we're really expanding the digital audience. And that, in turn, enables HIMSS to improve its message, improve its reach, develop its influence, and so on. So, yeah, so that's what we're involved in. But I think that's a really big trend. And I think a lot of associations are beginning to wake up to it now. But HIMSS has been at the forefront of that.
So. Is it as simple as the app that I downloaded? Because that's a phenomenal app. I've been using
thank
it.
You.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, actually, I downloaded it on Saturday before I came into the show. Extremely helpful.
Yeah, well, thank you. And again, you know, I think one of the things, this show is so big. And I think one of the things is, in my first year here, and people say, oh, we do the conference app. And I thought, that was easy. Actually, it's really not. And we did learn by mistakes. But this year, the guys have done a tremendous job. And I think they listened a lot to the feedback from last year. And their feedback has been great. So I'm glad you're enjoying it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, even it's using, I mean, not just your global positioning, but it's using your Bluetooth. And it's getting you from point A to point B as simply as possible, knowing where things are. Because this is huge. This show is over a mile long. You know, thousands of vendors, 44,000 people. You've got to accomplish your goals while you're here. We're spending a lot of money to be here, and you just can't be bouncing around. So your app actually helps us stay focused, see what we need to see, get what we need to get as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and it's been, and it's the other thing too. I mean, the guys that built the app are Sherpa. They're great to work with too. So if you ever, you know, I can't speak highly enough of them. They're a very professional crew. So
excellent. Well, if you're here at HIMSS, please do download the app. So what are your goals for the next couple of days? What additional goals do you have for being here?
So I think one of the things is to, you know, really build awareness of, and one of the other interesting things that we did last year, which is again consistent with the way HIMSS Media works, is we're building a digital community, and we're also developing services, you know, for our clients and our readers and so on. And one of the things that we're really proud of that we launched this year is a media lab. You know, we work with content providers on data analytics and so on, because messaging is so important. And especially using data analytics correctly. So, you know, a lot of time this next 2 or 3 days, we're really working off two things: is leveraging the data from the show, helping exhibitors get better ROI after the show, and really sort of promoting awareness of the brand hit and so on. So, and just making sure we don't have any major hiccups.
Well, you've had none that I'm aware of so far. Everything's extremely smooth. But also, I will tell you that when you guys go to take your content, I think you mentioned this new content, some intelligence strategies to market, I'd love to do a radio show on that as well.
Oh, thank you.
We'll have you on air and we'll promote it throughout the industry.
Love to do that, yeah.
Because actually, that's a lot of my base, just because I was a vice president of marketing for 12 years, are a lot of those marketeers and brand protection people and brand awareness and thought leaders in that space.
So. You're going to have to come to Brand Hit.
That's what I'm saying.
Right,
I want to do a whole show on Brand Hit as well.
Right. You're on. Okay,
cool.
I'll get that done.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you very much for joining us on air. You're a great guest. It's great to have you here as the first time, but I hope you have a great rest of the conference.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
All right, thank you, my friend. Take care. John Whalen, HIMSS Media.
All right. What do you think, Justin?
Fantastic. I can't believe an hour
just like that.
Gone by.
I know. And look at the crowd that's gathering the booth here. Everyone is watching and waiting to hear who your next guest is going to be.
Well, I want to first thank, because we have a lot of great support, and without our partners, this couldn't happen. So a note of gratitude to all of the partners of this Just In Radio and HIMSS Radio. So many thanks to the great folks at Lenovo Health, Intel Health, Cloudera, HIMSS Media, as you just heard, Healthcare IT News, Change Healthcare, HealthEC, iHealth Innovations and Revenue Sherpa in the Reed Group, and of course him. So thank you very much to those partners. They make it the opportunity to come to us to be able to do this. So
and definitely, and then coming back again, some of them this year again, two years in a row, some of these sponsors and partners. It's great.
You got it. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. Thank you.